Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So, we were in the airport, but we were still waiting on our buddy to come from the security check-in section. And we were sitting talking with the flight attendants. So they called us, and he walked out and met us halfway in the airport, and we went to the security section and picked him up. And he was mad. Oh, he was pissed off because he had to strip down to his underwear. And they checked his booty hole to see if he had any kind of ammunition or any kind of guns in his butt. Now, what kind of mess is that? And that's what he thought, too. What kind of mess is that? How am I going to carry a gun in my butthole? What kind of stupid do they think I am?
Wake up in the morning with the dew.
she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over. And it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs. And they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big. And they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet.
We'll be right back. That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too, so they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball.
I am Sir Nosed, the boy of funk. I have always been the boy of funk. I shall continue to be the boy of funk. Starchire, you have only won a battle. I am the subliminal seducer. I will never dance.
Better luck next time.
I can dig it. This is the Star Child. On another day, chasing the noses away. Protector of the pleasure been supplied. Let me put on my sunglasses so I can see what they ain't looking at. Yeah. Ho! I love those Mises to pieces.
Speaking of the zone of zero positivity, better known as the nose zone, has anybody seen no smell-o-vision? Where is Sir Nose?
If y'all see Sir Nose, tell him the Star Child said,
Coke, put that suit to use, you mother! Plus, you will dance, sucker.
And make a bag. Protector of the pleasure principle. Has anybody seen Sir Nosey Boy the Funk? Tell him he will dance. He must dance. I'll shoot it with the pop gun.
Thank you.
Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though. my daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing, and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football-playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there, and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
Need to
want to tell everybody, yes, everybody pay attention to this. It's my birthday. Today is my birthday. So happy birthday to G-Money, because I'm having a birthday celebration. Yes, I'm having a good day. I'm having a great time. A lot of people have wished me happy birthday on the internet, on the chat lines. They've been just wishing me best wishes all day long. And I've been getting hugs and kisses from different women every time I see somebody that knows it's my birthday. They've been giving me hugs and kisses. So it's been a good day for me. I'm really excited. I'm having a bunch of fun. And I'm happy to be in Las Vegas because we got a lot of things going down right here in Vegas.
Yeah.
everybody that's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos. They have burritos. They have hamburgers. They got french fries. They got apple pies. They got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes. And then they got all kinds of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now. But when I was young, we used to go, and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box, and it would spin around, and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Stories. Now, we're going to do the sports report right now. And I want to start off with the football game that's going to be played this Sunday, the Super Bowl. Is the game of the week right now. And it's going to be played between the Philadelphia Eagles, who was the winner of the National Football Conference, the NFC champion, and the Kansas City Chiefs, which was the champions of the American Football Conference. The AFC. So together, they will be playing for the Super Bowl trophy, and the game will be Sunday, and it will be played in the Arizona Stadium. Now, there's some interesting facts about this game that I want to bring up for the listeners of the radio show to know. Okay, this is the first game, Super Bowl game, where they got brothers that are playing on two different teams. Yes, blood brothers, same mother, same father, are playing on two different teams. One brother was on the team when the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2018. They won the Super Bowl. And the other brother was on the Super Bowl when the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl in 2021. I think it was 2021. When the other brother won the Super Bowl. So both of them have Super Bowl rings, and now it'll be who gets the upper hand in the Super Bowl winnings. So both of them are playing. One is a center for the team, and I'm not sure which team he plays for, and the other brother is a tight end for the other team. I think the center plays for Philadelphia and the tight end plays for Kansas City. But they will be battling against each other for the first time in the history of the Super Bowl, where they have two brothers that will be playing against each other. And another amazing fact about this Super Bowl is the coach for the Kansas City Chiefs was also the coach for the Philadelphia Eagles when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. So now he's the coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he was the coach when Kansas City won the Super Bowl two or three years ago. So he's been on both sides of the ball, as we say in football. He's been on both sides. So I'm thinking he might have some insight into putting up some strategies against the Philadelphia Eagles, because he was the one that set up the offense and the defense for the Philadelphia Eagles when they won the Super Bowl. So that's something to keep in mind, that the coach is the same coach playing for Kansas City that was the coach for Philadelphia. So I'm picking Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl. I think the point spread puts Philadelphia at the advantage because they have the best record in the NFL this season. I think they were 15-3 on the season, and the Kansas City Chiefs were 13-5. So it's going to be an interesting Super Bowl, people. I'm thinking, though, that the Philadelphia Eagles, it's their turn to win. Kansas City's been to the Super Bowl the last 4 years, except they didn't go last year. They got beat in the AFC Championship game by the Cincinnati Bengals. But before then, they had been to 4 AFC games, championship games, and they won 3 of the last 4 times. So they ended up in the Super Bowl, but they lost. They won the first time they went to the Super Bowl, but then the next 2 times they went to the AFC Championship game, they lost. So they almost made it. They've had 4 attempts to make it to the Super Bowl within the last 4 years. So we'll see what happens this time around. I'm thinking this is Philadelphia's year, though, because they have an outstanding defense. And they have an outstanding offense. And they were, after all, the best team in the NFL this year. So they had the best record. So I'm putting my money on the NFC winning the championship, winning the Super Bowl. And that's G-Money Sports Report for the NFL. For the Super Bowl that's going to be played in Arizona on Sunday, the 12th of February. Now, let's go to basketball. We got basketball games that we need to talk about. So, basketball, NFC, NBA, WNBA, and college basketball. Yep, let's talk basketball. The NBA. Do we
all
have
right.
some music?
We can talk about yesterday's game. There were 4 games yesterday. The first game was Orlando Magic beat the Denver Nuggets 115-104.
The Magic beat the Denver Nuggets?
115-104. Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, I bet on the Denver Nuggets to win, so that was a loss for G Money. Okay. And game 2.
The Brooklyn Nets beat the Chicago Bulls 116-105.
Okay. I bet the Nets would beat the Bulls. So that's a win for G Money. So I'm 1-1 going into game number 3.
Game number 3, the Atlanta Hawks beat the Phoenix Suns 116-107.
What? The Phoenix Suns got beat by the Atlanta Hawks? Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, that's a loss for G Money. So I'm 1-2 now. Let's go to game 4.
And game number 4, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the LA Lakers 116-106.
Okay. I bet on the Milwaukee Bucks to win that game. So that's a win for G Money. So I ended up 2-2 on Thursday's games. Okay, so that makes me 20-7 for the games for this week. Now, let's go over the games for Friday night, Saturday and Sunday. Let's do Friday first. So the game's playing tonight. Who's playing? And how many games?
So
there
are nine games today. The first game is the San Antonio Spurs playing the Detroit Pistons.
San Antonio playing Detroit. The Spurs haven't been winning many games. I don't know what Detroit has been doing, but I'm going to take San Antonio for the win.
Okay. Spurs for the win. Game number 2, the Phoenix Suns play the Indiana Pacers.
Okay, I'm going to take the Phoenix Suns for the win against the Indiana Pacers.
All right. Game number 3, the New York Knicks are playing the Philadelphia 76ers.
I'm going to take Philadelphia to beat the Knicks. Philadelphia 76ers for the win.
All right. Game number 4, the Charlotte Hornets are playing the Boston Celtics.
Now I'm going to take the Boston Celtics for the win.
All right. Celtics for the win. Game number 5, the Utah Jazz are playing the Toronto Raptors.
I'm going to take the Toronto Raptors for the win.
All right. Game number 6, the Houston Rockets are playing the Miami Heat.
I'm going to take the Miami Heat for the win.
Miami Heat for the win. Next up, the Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Memphis Grizzlies.
That's interesting. I'm going to take the Memphis Grizzlies for the win.
All right. The game number 8, the Dallas Mavericks are playing the Sacramento Kings.
I'll take the Dallas Mavericks for the win.
Hi, I'm Jason, and I've lost 202 pounds off Golo. So when I first started Golo...
All right. The game number... Game number 9, the Cleveland Cavaliers are playing the New Orleans Pelicans.
I'm going to take the Pelicans for the win.
Right, Pelicans for the win. Game number 10, the Oklahoma City Thunder is playing the Portland Trail Blazers.
Oklahoma City Thunder playing the Portland Trail Blazers. I'm going to take Portland for the win.
All right. Game number 11. The Milwaukee Bucks are playing the L.A. Clippers.
I'll take the Milwaukee Bucks for the win.
All right. And that's it for today. Tomorrow, there are 9 games. Game number 1.
9 games on Saturday? Okay.
Game number 1, the Philadelphia 76ers are playing the Brooklyn Nets.
I'll take the 76ers for the win.
Okay. Game number 2, the Miami Heat is playing the Orlando Magic.
I'll take the Miami Heat for the win.
Okay. Game number 3, the Indiana Pacers are playing the Washington Wizards.
I'll take the Indiana Pacers for the win.
Pacers for the win. Game number 4, the Denver Nuggets are playing the Charlotte Hornets.
I'll take the Denver Nuggets for the win.
Game number 5, San Antonio Spurs are playing the Atlanta Hawks.
I'm going to take Atlanta for the win.
All right, Hawks for the win. Game number 6, the Utah Jazz are playing the New York Knicks.
I'll take New York Knicks for the win.
Okay. Game number 7, Chicago Bulls are playing the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I'll take Cleveland for the win.
All right. Game number 8, the L.A. Lakers are playing the Golden State Warriors.
I'm going to take the Warriors all day long against the Lakers. Golden State for the win.
Golden State for the win. Game number 9, the Dallas Mavericks are playing the Sacramento Kings.
Didn't they just play the Kings? The Dallas Mavericks played the Kings? Just the other day?
The Dallas Mavericks play the Kings today. And tomorrow.
Okay. And tomorrow. Okay. Must be a 3-game series. I'm going to take the Dallas Mavericks against the Sacramento Kings.
All right. That's it for Saturday, and there are 2 games on Sunday. Game number 1, the Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah, 2 games.
Okay.
Game number 1, the Memphis Grizzlies are playing the Boston Celtics.
Oh. That should be a good game. A battle of the top 2 teams. Wait a minute. Boston against the Memphis Grizzlies. Boston is a East Coast champion, and the Memphis Grizzlies are second place in the Western Conference. Okay. That should be an interesting game. Who could I say is going to win that game? I'm going to take Boston for the win.
Okay, Boston for the win. Game number two, the Detroit Pistons are playing the Toronto Raptors.
I'll take the Raptors for the win. That should be easy.
All right. That's it for the games this weekend.
All right. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's basketball games. And I was 18-5, and then I had, what was my record on Thursday? 2-2 on Thursday. So 20-7 is my record going into the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay, 20-7 is my record. We'll see how the weekend ends for the total win-loss for the whole week. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for today. And we'll see you again on Monday for the results of the last 3 days of the sports report. All right. Well, DJ, we can take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on, because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic, because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, "Hey, man, you almost hit me." And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, "Hey, you know you were jaywalking."
Woman like she don't belong to you. Just cause her got them little skinny legs, you know that ain't no way to do. You didn't act like that when you had it at home behind closed doors. All right. Now you act like you're ashamed of the woman. Don't even want nobody to know she's yours. That's all right. You just walk on, baby. Don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. Because there's some man somewhere who'll take you, baby, skinny legs and all. Keep on walking, baby. Show you what I'm talking about. Listen to this. Now, who'll take the woman with the skinny legs? Stand right there, baby. I'm going to give you away in a minute. Come on, somebody please take the lady with the skinny legs.
I don't know.
Now, y'all know the lady with skinny legs got to have somebody, too, now.
I don't know.
Will somebody please take the lady with the skinny legs, please?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Bobby.
Why don't you take
her? Yeah, boo. I want want no woman with no skin in it. Look here. I thought about giving this woman a Clyde, but no. So I know the kind of women Clyde like. Go Leroy or take her. Say Leroy, you got it. Why you wanna act like that man ain't yours? Just cause he's walking with you with them raggedy clothes. Man just forgot to get his suit out the cleaner, that's all. Alright. Alright. Act like that man don't belong to you. Go on over there and kiss him and hold his hand. Say you ain't gonna do what? That's all. You just walk on, mister. Don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. They call that some woman somewhere who'll take you, Mr. Raggedy Clothes. Yes, they will. Let's keep on walking.
Everybody that's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos, they have burritos, they have hamburgers, they got french fries, they got apple pies, they got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes, and then they got all kinds of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now. But when I was young, we used to go, and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box, and it would spin around, and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To
join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
So, that's what's happening. Okay. So, I got to have Angie change the number so I can have access to my phone again.
I would ride my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. And one day I met this girl named Martha, and we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked into her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker, and I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. And I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her. And she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move, and this girl is liking it. I'm on the phone talking to my girlfriend, and I say, all right, baby, I'm going to call you back because I got to do something. And I get off the phone, and I go into the manager's office, and I go, what furniture do you want to move? And he goes, no, that's all right. We don't need to move any furniture. And I said, okay, fine. So, hey, what's happening? So we don't have any move any furniture. So I go, okay, and I go back to my desk, and I get back on the phone and call my girlfriend back and say, okay, baby. So I'm trying to get plans together because it's Friday, so we're getting ready to go out, and I'm trying to talk to her about what we're going to do tonight, where we're going to go, and, you know, I'm making plans for the evening. And he comes in, and we had a PBX operator that was selling candy for her son, her kids, in school. So she had come to all the departments asking us to buy candy. So we bought a bunch of candy from her, and she said the next day she was going to bring the candy to the department. So we said, all right. So the next day, everybody in the office said, Gregory, we need you to go to the PBX operator and get our candy because we paid for it and she's supposed to bring the candy today. And I go, okay, I'll go down there and get the candy. So I go down to the PBX operator, and she's interviewing somebody to be an operator. So she tells me that she'll be with me in like 5 minutes. She has to finish this interview. And I said, okay, fine. I go into the cafeteria, and I'm waiting for the PBX operator to come in and bring me the candy. Well, while I'm sitting in the cafeteria, I say, well, shoot, I might as well eat something. So I fix me a plate, and I'm eating. And my assistant controller comes to work because he gets to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. He shows up, and he sees me in the cafeteria eating. So he's thinking, I'm not at my job, I'm eating. he doesn't know that I'm there to pick up any candy for the rest of the people in my office. He doesn't know anything about that. So he goes, and he doesn't say anything. And I don't know anything. I go and bring the candy back, and I continue doing my job for the day. And then after everybody's gone, it's just me, him, and my boss. He goes and tells my boss that I wasn't doing my job. I was hanging out in the cafeteria eating when I should have been making rounds, and I was on the phone the other day talking, and I didn't want to move any furniture because I was talking on the phone. So he tells the boss that I'm hard to get along with. And the boss is saying, well, Gregory, you got in trouble in Newport Beach, and now you're causing problems here at our hotel. And the assistant controller is my partner, so I got to take his side. So we're going to have to let you go. And that's what happened to me at the Marriott. I ended up getting let go, and I was mad. So I lost two Fortune 500 company jobs in the matter of 7 months. Yeah, and I was overqualified for both of the jobs. That's what made it so bad. But I didn't know I was stepping on my assistant controller's toes by just doing my job, just being Jake.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.